I would like to introduce my band.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, why not introduce the band? Why wait till the end?
Okay.
And we can talk about, maybe you can tell about the instruments, too. And
okay. Yeah. Okay. Our format is composed by, first of all, the bongos. The bongos who plays by Edwin Valdez. Could you please give me a repique, Edwin? Dame un repique, vaya. Thank you. The bongos has the function to put the pepper in the music, you know? To put
spice it up.
Spicy, yes. And we continue with the timba. The timba is a drum instrument similar like the conga, but smaller. Think it's a finger and a smaller than the conga, and it was the first step to the first instrument where the conga began. You know, it's like the mother of the conga, and it's played by Andreus Valdez. Andreus, please show us how it sounds. Thank you, Andreus. The function of the timba is to keep the rhythm with the drums. Keep the rhythm, and of course, it puts tasty and spice a little bit too. Now we continue with a very, very unique and important instrument that comes directly from Africa, and just two or three people in the world continue playing in the big form of this instrument. It's the marimbula. The marimbula is the big mama of the kalimba. And it's played by Stevenson Padilla. Please, Stevenson, show to the world how it sounds. Thank you very much. It's the bass, the jungle bass.
Yeah.
Now we go to a minor percussion instrument called guacharaca or guiro. And it's played by Manuel Perez Salinas, Masacre. Please, Manuel, show to the world how it sounds, man. You. Now we continue with the maracas, the Colombian traditional maracas. It's not like the Cuban maracas or Colombian maracas. It's played by Juan Cañate, the son of Bartolo Cañate, the Juanito. First lead maracero of Tabalá. Come on, Juanito, show me the way. Thank you. Now I'm going to introduce my bosses, the two lead vocals of the band. The second vocal is Mr. Jose Valdez Terán, Paito.
María Palo, María Palo, María Palo, ¿dónde estabas tú? María Palo, María Palo, María Palo, ¿dónde estabas tú? Me dijeron que estaba abajo nada más, bajo de la cama comiendo azul. Oh, María Palo, ¿dónde estabas tú, María Palo? Oh, María Palo, oh, María Palito, oh, María Palito, ¿dónde estabas tú, María Palo? ¿Dónde estabas tú? Te la dejo ahí.
Thank you, Paito. Now, the big boss, 77 years old, and he keeps rocking, and he is our lead spiritual musical lead of the band, Mr. Rafael Cassiani Cassiani. Maestro Cassia, regálenos allí una frasecita, por favor.
Palomita, palomita, vuelve a tu nido otra vez. Palomita, palomita, vuelve a tu nido otra vez. Paloma del alma mía, paloma de mi querer. Palomita, palomita, vuelve a tu nido otra vez. Paloma de la montaña, paloma de mi querer. Palomita, palomita, vuelve a tu nido otra vez. Ahí se lo dejo.
And the last one instrument is the clave. Played by Javier Mutis.
I guess that's.
And it's a very, very popular instrument. It sounds like this. the finishing is to try to keep the rhythm and to try to keep the key velocity. And of course, the vocals are the guys who make the people dance and send the message, who send the lyrics. And I would like to tell to the people that this is a group who make the to make part of Tabala is like a familiar but generational relation of I mean when somebody get to the age of retired.
Right.
Must be replaced by a familiar.
Right.
And this is a tradition in this band.
So do the members come from, I know there is this type of like social grouping?
Yes, like a social cuadro, as we say in Palenque. Cuadro
right.
is a group of friends that socialize and get together since they are child. Until the day of their death, and they get together in all special occasion to have fun, or maybe when you have a pain, or maybe when somebody dead. Because in Palenque, you born with music and you dead with music. Everything in Palenque is accompanied with music, and that's where we are always shaking. You know, that's where we always singing, dancing, even in the hardest moment. Because in our spiritual religion, in our spiritual way to live the life, when you die, we think that there is not the end. Then you go to a better place, and the best way to make a transit for your soul is with music. That's very, very, very important in our culture.
It's interesting because certain things really almost kind of remind me of New Orleans, including even the quagga, which is a little sort of like mutual aid society, and the importance of music all the way through from life to death. I think is very
yes, definitely, definitely there is African traditions, definitely.
Yeah, Sexteto Tabala. That's Javier, who is being our master of ceremonies, and you will see them. Tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon at Lincoln Center, out of doors, Heritage Sunday. Two great Colombian groups based here in New York from the burgeoning Colombian communities, Grupo Chonta and Rebel Lu, and also Sexteto Tabla in what will be their first New York concert. They're also playing Sunday night at Farafina, which is Amsterdam Avenue, West 150th Street. And we have links as well up at WFMU.org. And you guys are going to do a few more songs.
Sure.
Oh, you know, I had one other question I wanted to ask. Are the musicians all the time, or do they still work in the day?
Normally, those people, my partners, they are farmers, you know? They used to work the earth, all of these guys, and some of them are ethno-educators, you know, to keep the tradition with the child, but most of them are farmers. They used to go to the to their place and they cultivate the earth and they go to the to their own farmers and they grow all the rice rice, corn, yuca, ñame, plátano, and they have animals too, you know, cows, horses. They are very, very agriculture. Yeah, agriculture. Yeah, they are always in touch with the nature.
And when you see that when they're playing in San Basilio, is it festivals, weddings, funerals? What sorts of times do you see?
Yes, it's a good question. San Basilio de Palenque has a very, very important festival, drum festival of San Basilio de Palenque. This year is the 26th edition. From 14 to 17 October this year, so all of you are very, very, very welcome to Palenque.
Ah.
And of course, the festival is the moment when everybody from all over the world goes to Palenque, get together, enjoy, and share all our culture. And it's a very, very special moment when we can share with the people all our traditions inside of our community. So I would like to invite everybody who is listening to us that goes to Cartagena and then to Palenque and to have the best weekend of their life.
Sounds good to me. I'm going to have to do it one of these days.
It will be our pleasure to receive you over there. There you have a hundred of house that will be so pleased that you go there. So.
Oh, my. Well, thanks, guys. All right. Sexteto Tabla live, WFMU. And see them on Sunday. What do you want to play next?
Agua.
Now this is a song called Agua, Water. Water. It's in Palenquero language. We're going to sing something in Palenquero language.
Okay, and it's about water.
about the water, you know, about the importance of that element.